This week brought some unlikely news out of Johannesburg. The problem, South Africa has too many elephants in its national parks. In Kruger National Park, which is half the size of Switzerland, there are now 12,500 elephants on land that national park officials say should support only 7,500. This week, wildlife officials in South Africa released a proposal for new elephant management rules that they hope will control the elephant population. Joining us now from Nairobi is Michael Wamithi, the head of the elephant program at the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Wamithi.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Wamithi, I always thought that elephants in Africa were considered an endangered species, so I'm wondering how this problem developed in South Africa.
Elephants in Africa are threatened. We had historically about 1.2 million elephants in Africa, and now we are down to about 450,000. We are losing on average over 20,000 elephants a year. So we are really losing elephants when you look at the whole range, rather than increasing numbers over small places.
But in South Africa, they have the opposite problem, too many elephants. How is that?
One of the problems that exist in South Africa is that they are managing the elephants in enclosed places, including the Kruger National Park. And elephants are raging animals. They need a lot of space.
Now, among the things that South Africa is considering to reduce the elephant herd there is to cull the herd. That's pretty controversial, isn't it?
It is controversial as it is not effective. Culling elephants would only have a very short-term effect because soon after the cull, the numbers will increase quite quickly.
What are some of the other proposals put out there for possibly reducing the herd?
I think one of the most progressive options that exists even in South Africa is where you provide a wide range for them, even across international borders. For example, to the north of the Kruger National Park, where this issue is being discussed at the moment, we have a huge national park in Mozambique.
If there are too many elephants, and I understand what you're saying, that the problem exists within a limited space, but if they were allowed to range, it wouldn't be a problem. But given that that's the situation, does that cause any difficulties or dangers to other animals in the area or to human beings?
Elephants are a big influence in whatever landscape they exist. And what happens is that by keeping the bushes low or less, then it opens up the range and allows grasslands. And that's what they have been doing in millennia. That's why in most of the African savannas, they have been like that because of the influence of elephants.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Wamithi.
Okay, thank you.
This is NPR News.